back to Ancient and New. Thomas here again. I hope you've had a great holiday week and got a nice post-turkey nap in at this point. Today we have another episode of You Tell Us, in which we've asked some of our friends to give a short talk on what it looks like for them to make their walk with the Lord their top priority. And you're going to be hearing from someone both Lee and I have known for a very long time. She's a counselor, which honestly I've taken advantage of many times at this point in my life. She's the mother of one of the smartest little boys I've ever seen, and she's the wife of a dear friend of ours as well. We hope you enjoy this episode from Lauren Roberts.
Hey guys, this is Lauren. I am 32 years old. I work part-time outside of the home doing mental health counseling with adults. And the other part of my time, I work in the home watching my two-year-old. I have another baby on the way. And know what it's like to live a super busy young kid stage phase of life, and all the schedules and craziness and demands that come along with that season of life. So I definitely know what it is like to struggle to make time with the Lord, your relationship with the Lord, a priority. And I want to put, I feel like, a huge disclaimer on everything that I'm about to say, to say that I think it would be really easy as a listener to this podcast, to these voices that are talking about how to make it work, how to make a priority, to really easily listen to that and hear, gosh, like, I really struggle in this area, or gosh, like, that has been so hard for me. And what does that mean? Does that mean that I'm not a good Christian, or I'm not as serious about my faith, or whatever? And I just want to say, before I give any type of tips or what works for me in this season of life, that I absolutely do not get this right all of the time. In fact, there have been seasons of life, especially in these last few seasons with kids, where it can be super easy to look up from the busyness and craziness of life and say, like, oh my gosh, like, I have not spent time with the Lord, or real genuine effort and time into my relationship with the Lord in days and weeks. I absolutely know what that feels like. And I think for me, a growing part of my faith and a really healing and beautiful part of my faith as I've gotten older is being really quick to remember, and for it to be easy to remember, that the Lord is always there for me, and that He is always ready and welcome for me to come back in and spend time with Him again. And He is never waiting to shame or punish me. And that any time I return to that, it is always filled with sweetness and goodness, no matter how long it's been. So just to keep that in mind. So, okay, what works for me? What has worked for me in this season of life? I would say just being creative with the spaces and time that I do have, and trying to maximize those spaces and time, and to be realistic of what works for me. So for me, that looks like I have a 20-minute ish commute to work, to and from, Mondays through Thursdays. So I will use that time in the car sometimes, whether that just means turning off my radio and spending that time in prayer and in time with the Lord, just talking about what's going on in my life and what has been hard and what I need help with, and maybe even, you know, what I'm thankful for, where I feel like I've seen Him show up, and just a practice of gratitude and thankfulness in those times. Sometimes I'll turn on a podcast or a sermon, kind of recording that I'm wanting to learn more about, or maybe revisit, just to help kind of use that space and time where I don't have any other demands, and use it for the Lord. I feel like I really have leaned into my prayer life as a mom, and in a season of life with littles and all of the demands for attention during that time, to really utilize my time of prayer to feel that connection to the Lord, whether that's like I am crashing in bed at the end of a long day and I haven't had a chance to touch or look at anything else, and I spend a few minutes just connecting with the Lord, praying, talking to Him, just making Him a part of my life. I utilize social media to my benefit. I think social media can have obviously its pros and cons, but I have found that something helpful for me is to intentionally seek out and follow accounts or people who maybe are talking about the Lord in maybe like a specific study that I'm interested in at the time, or following accounts that maybe are giving different perspectives or different understandings of the Lord in ways that I am not exposed to all the time. Like I follow an account called Black Liturgies, which has been really, really enlightening and just a really beautiful way to see how some of our brothers and sisters in Christ like experience the world and experience their relationship with the Lord in the midst of that. It helps me think about my own faith in new and interesting ways. And then I think I, you know, utilize when they are available to me, obviously with COVID and with busy schedules, things like Bible studies or group kind of things are not always accessible. They're not always feasible to do with, this phase of life. But when they are available to me, when I'm able to access those in a real way, those have been really helpful and beneficial to me. And just using again like the time and space that I have, and knowing that any time that I give is going to be fulfilling and is going to be uplifting to a walk with the Lord that I am trying to lead. And you know, being prayerful about, hey, maybe I logistically have 30 minutes today and that's it. And using that time and asking the Lord for that time to be rich and deep, and, for Him to show me something or show me things that I need to see and help me in ways, that maybe I can't see. So I hope that's helpful. Again, just utilizing the space and time that I have. And I wish all of that luck for you guys as well. Thanks.
Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may you be blameless when He